Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, if you guys like to cook outdoors, and you oughta, you should check out the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle. So this is a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned with food-safe oils and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge, reaching all the way up to 500 degrees. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle.
What's up, guys? My name is Andrew Erickson, and today I'm going to be breaking down my top 10 NFL winners and losers from free agency. Let's kick things off with number 10. Dalton Schultz, tight end, Houston Texans. Dalton Schultz battled through injuries last season, but he still ended the year as the tight end 9 overall in 14 games played. But the biggest factor in Schultz's production was based on Dak Prescott being under center. When Dak missed time to start the year, Schultz was a non-factor. He averaged fewer than 1 point per game. With Prescott back in the lineup, Schultz averaged 9.5 fantasy points per game and a 21% target share. For fantasy purposes, Schultz staying in Dallas would have been ideal, but his production over the last three seasons netted him just a one-year deal from the Houston Texans. This new situation with a major downgrade at quarterback and an offense will create unfavorable results, considering Schultz has been super dependent on his offensive environment to support his fantasy value. Do not draft him. He finished 38th out of 42 qualifying tight ends in yards after the catch per reception last year, and his every down role from Dallas is not guaranteed to carry over to the Houston Texans. Schultz is also a pretty poor fit in an offense heralded by former San Francisco offensive passing game coordinator Bobby Slowick. The 49ers are known for generating yak, and Schultz fits that catch and fall down tight end profile. Number 9, Samaje Perine, running back, Denver Broncos. Denver signed ex-Bengals running back Samaje Perine to a two-year deal worth $7.5 million with $3 million guaranteed this offseason. With Javonte Williams potentially delayed in return from his major knee injury, I bet that Perine picks up the slack to open the year. The Broncos have zero other running backs of note currently under the roster, and therefore Perine has a chance to provide immediate fantasy value to start the year after carving out a massive role in the Bengals offense alongside Joe Mixon last year. He served as the primary third down back for the entire season. And when Perine got the starting nod from weeks 11 through 13, the 27-year-old went off, averaging 23.6 fantasy points per game. Perine is a legitimate threat to Williams' workload as he is slated to earn the passing down work after finishing last season 6th in PFF pass blocking and 14th in running back targets. Number 8, Alvin Kamara, New Orleans Saints running back. Alvin Kamara had a year to forget with Taysom Hill seeing an increased role as a backfield rusher in the Saints offense. Hill's presence limited Kamara to just 2 rushing touchdowns, and Kamara's touchdown upside will be further capped in 2023 with former Lions and 2022 touchdown leader Jamal Williams stepping into the backfield. Kamara's receiving usage also fell off a cliff toward the end of the last year. From weeks 13 through 18, Kamara never caught more than 2 passes. His target share was chopped in half from 22% to 11%. The days of him being a game breaker as a receiver seem to be long gone, as he has seen his pass catching numbers fall off drastically compared to the first 4 years of his NFL career. The Saints running back also ended the year 2nd worst in rushing EPA. Before the schedule eased up over the last 4 weeks, Kamara had just 2 games with 65 rushing yards. He still managed to finish as the RB15 in points per game, which might need to be his new fantasy expectation when he plays this season. Because there are serious question marks about Kamara's availability in regards to a potential suspension on events from last year's Pro Bowl. He is too risky to draft in the early rounds. Number 7, Rashad Penny, Philadelphia Eagles running back. Rashad Penny inked a 1-year deal with the Eagles reportedly worth $1.35 million with $600,000 guaranteed. It's not much money, but the deal puts him in a position to be the team's early down lead back in full Miles Sanders fashion. In his 5 games played before his injury last year, Penny averaged over 6 yards per carry. The on-field production talent has never been a question with Penny. It's just been the availability due to health that has been the big issue. And although quarterback Jalen Hurts' presence at the goal line figures to hinder Penny's touchdown potential to some extent, make no mistake that Penny's explosive game means he can score beyond just the 5-yard line. Of his 14 career touchdowns, 11 have come on 10-yard-plus plays. 7 have been on 30-plus plays from scrimmage. But it should be noted that the Eagles also re-signed Boston Scott to a $2 million deal with more guaranteed money than Penny. Number 6, Mike Evans, Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver. Buccaneers have a one-year deal for quarterback Baker Mayfield, giving him the chance to compete with third-year quarterback Kyle Trask for the starting gig in Tampa Bay. But Mayfield's outright release from the Carolina Panthers midseason last year tells you everything you need to know about his short stint there. It was a disaster. Through 11 weeks, he was averaging fewer than 12 fantasy points and was PFF's worst-graded quarterback from a clean pocket. His 2022 standing as the fourth-worst quarterback in passing EPA and seventh-worst in completion rate doesn't help bolster his case to support the Buccaneers' fantasy weapons. You can't have confidence in drafting Mike Evans because the quarterback play and, more importantly, the insane pass volume isn't going to be present. Since Tom Brady landed in Tampa, no team was more pass-heavy. The 2023 Mayfield-Trask-Tampa tandem is going to throw less because they can't throw more. The downtick in passing volume and efficiency will hurt the fantasy values of Evans, who was wide receiver 26 and wide receiver 32 in points per game before his week 17 eruption. He'll be 30 by the time the season starts. History has not been kind to aging big body wide receivers that don't win with separation later in their careers. Evans is a major boom or bust fantasy wide receiver 4 that you should only select when he falls too far in drafts. Before I get to my top 5, let's talk about Fantasy Pros Premium Giveaway. Subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel and comment below on this video, because when you do, you can win a free upgrade to Fantasy Pros Premium. Whether you're looking for custom mock drafts, salary cap draft tools, or an in-depth analysis of your fantasy performance, Fantasy Pros Premium has the tools to help you win. Unlock the most powerful fantasy tools in the industry. Don't want to wait for the giveaway? Sign up today at fantasypros.com/premium and start playing smarter, not harder. Now, let's get back to the list. Number 5, Elijah Moore, Cleveland Browns wide receiver. The Jets sent Elijah Moore packing to the Cleveland Browns in exchange for a second-round pick this offseason. In a new offense, Moore can slide seamlessly into the wide receiver 2 chair behind Amari Cooper because Moore is dripping in talent. As a rookie in 2021, he was a wide receiver 2 overall during his last stretch of 6 games played, despite catching passes from Mike White, Zach Wilson, and Josh Johnson. Moore's fantasy points per game average would have ranked 5th had he continued his production for the remainder of the season, and his 12 PPR points per game average as a second-round rookie pick places him in the same company as A.J. Brown, Deebo Samuel, Juju Smith-Schuster, Michael Thomas, Chase Claypool, and T. Higgins. I am buying Moore with the hopes that he recaptures that same fantasy ceiling with an upgraded quarterback in a new situation. There's a path where he's easily second on the team in targets, and I wouldn't completely rule him out-targeting Cooper after we saw Cooper and Donovan Peoples-Jones post similar production at times last season. Give me all of Elijah Moore. Number 4, DeAndre Swift, running back, Detroit Lions. 2022 was another year of the ultimate teasing. DeAndre Swift came out of the gates red hot but got hurt. And when he returned, the Lions refused to give him the featured role in the backfield, opting to use Jamal Williams as their goal line battering ram. Swift was still uber efficient on a per touch basis, ranking 4th in fantasy points per touch and 3rd in yards per carry, but the lack of touchdowns and volume was soul crushing. Swift seemed to never be 100% healthy during the year, which likely influenced his reduced role. But with a full bill of health heading in 2023, Swift can still be productive in a potential top 10 offense, and this makes him worth buying if his ADP slips. But his true fantasy ceiling will be limited with him taking a backseat at the goal line to newly acquired David Montgomery. The former Bear signed a 3-year deal worth $18 million with $11 million guaranteed, setting him up to be the new Jamal Williams for the foreseeable future. A similar red zone role will lead to more scoring for Montgomery, which would no doubt fuel another season of solid fantasy production at a relatively cheap price tag. Based on Williams' usage last year and Montgomery's newly signed contract suggests that the team will be featuring plenty of their new acquisition at Swift's expense. Swift is entering free agency in 2024, and it's pretty clear up to this point they don't view him as a featured back or piece in their long-term plans. Number 3, Darren Waller, New York Giants tight end. Being the number one pass-catching option for a team as a tight end is a rare feat. There's only a handful of teams that feature such a player, with the Giants being the newest to join the list after acquiring ex-Raiders tight end Darren Waller. The big pass catcher should immediately step in as the clear number one target for Daniel Jones, and that was not the case for Waller last year, as he was fighting for targets with alpha wide receiver Davante Adams. But Waller showed that when he was healthy, he could still deliver, ranking 2nd in the NFL in yards per reception and 10th in yards per route run. Waller the baller still has plenty left in the tank and should be viewed as a clear-cut winner post-trade. He has a chance to replicate his 2021 numbers when he was the number one receiver in his offense, posting top 5 fantasy tight end numbers. And better yet, Daniel Bellinger's elite usage last year in Brian Daboll's offense as an every-snap player suggests that Waller won't ever have to leave the field. That makes him a must-draft option as a tight end 7 in early best ball ADP. Number 2, Khalil Herbert, Chicago Bears running back. Khalil Herbert was better than David Montgomery in nearly every single rushing metric. He averaged 5.7 yards per carry and rushed for just 70 fewer yards on 72 fewer carries. Monty's rushing EPA ranked 32nd, while Herbert's rushing EPA ranked 12th. Had Herbert not gotten hurt in Week 10, there was a non-zero chance he would have completely usurped Montgomery as the team's starter. With Monty leaving in free agency, the rebuilding Bears added Deontay Foreman to join the backfield. Foreman's flashes of high-end, early-down starting potential for 2 straight years are going to earn him opportunities in Chicago. Even though Herbert has shown out on limited opportunities, it's hard to envision anything but another usage of split backfield between Herbert and Foreman, similar to the split between Herbert and Montgomery last season. Again, Herbert was great last year, and the team still refused to give him the keys to the backfield. Foreman and Herbert both earned nearly identical rushing EPA per attempt last year, ranking inside the top 15. Fantasy managers are best off taking the cheaper of the two in drafts because there may not be a true number one rusher in the Windy City without an injury. Number one, Miles Sanders, Carolina Panthers running back. Miles Sanders signed with the Carolina Panthers, reuniting him with familiar faces from his days with the Philadelphia Eagles, such as Deuce Staley and Josh McCown. At a minimum, Sanders will operate as the main back on early downs, but Chuba Hubbard and Raheem Blackshear split work on third downs. But those guys are not guaranteed anything playing under a new coaching staff, while Sanders has already proven his worth. And last year, he showed everyone what he was capable of when he finished as the RB10 half-point scoring and RB13 in points per game. He ended the year averaging just south of 5 yards per carry and scored 13 rushing touchdowns after scoring 0 in 2021. His carries inside the 10-yard line ranked inside the top 5 among all running backs. Also, don't be too quick to forget that when Sanders saw his best receiving usage to date, it was under Staley's tenure, with him hauling in 50 receptions for 509 yards as a rookie in 2019. With Sanders' uber-efficient rushing, running behind an offensive line that finished 9th in adjusted line yards in 2022, Carolina is a great landing spot for him. His rushing alone should earn him production similar to what we saw from Deontay Foreman. From week 7 onward, Foreman sat as an RB22 in points per game. He ranked 4th in the NFL in total rushing yards. Sanders can be a full-blown workhorse with an expanded receiving role based on the 4-year, $25 million contract with $13 million guaranteed commitment from his new team. I am all over drafting him at an RB19 price tag. And that's going to tie a bow on my top 10 winners and losers from free agency. If you enjoyed this list, be sure to give it a like, subscribe, and share with all your friends. And let me know in the comments, who are your biggest winners and losers from NFL free agency?
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.